Good evening. My name is John Russorm, and I have lived in residentially zoned Arcadia Landing subdivision for over 25 years. There are approximately 50 homes there. Development has been there for almost 100 years. I do not want nightly rentals in my community. I want a private community of residential homes. In 2022, the Oliver home, consisting of 10.5 acres and bordering Arcadia Landing subdivision, was sold to Rocky Shores Development, who was granted a change from residential to nightly rentals by Taney County Planning and Zoning. Presently, there are 61 nightly rentals on the property that utilize Clevenger Cove Road, which we all do. So they increased us from 50 houses to 61. I spoke to Taney County Planning and Zoning Administration numerous times. I spoke to Scott Starrett, who I understand is no longer here, about these problems, times when he occurred, and was told that he would not permit nightly rentals in the future in Arcadia Landing subdivision because of the roadways and how they can't make them any wider, and it just creates a problem for us all the time. At one point, I came out of my road to pull onto Clevenger Cove Road, and it was a Sunday morning, about 10:15 in the morning, and everybody's leaving, and I had to wait, like 13 cars had to go by. And that was just at one point. And it goes on like that all day long with the traffic that we have. So I'm opposed to nightly rental.
Thank you.
My name is Ken Yates. I live in Arcadia Landing as well on Cardinal Road. And I have to back up everything that's been said so far, but I do want to say that we are only wanting to preserve as much peace and quiet and safety for our residents as we possibly can. And I want to bring a statement that I was in the real estate business years ago. It's been about 20 years since I got out of it. And there's a term called caveat emptor. Have you ever heard of it? Let the buyer beware. So when you buy a piece of property, you want to check to see what it's used for. And that's about all I can say. I just hope that you'll agree with us and let us preserve our community.
All right. Thank you.
It was a zoo out there, and I did not get signed up. May I speak?
Has everybody else spoke that's wanting to speak? Yeah, you can come sign up. If you'll come sign up real quick. That is a good description of what was going on out there.
Can't get to the door.
I've never been to one of these things. I wanted to speak on the Tracy property.
And for sure on the Tracy one, we'll probably take a recess and be sure everyone can sign up for that. And you've signed up to speak?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your name?
Mike Sutter. I live at 1023 Clevenger Cove Road. And I just want to kind of reiterate what my good neighbors have said. It has been a problem. It's been very problematic. We've had trespassers. We've had people in our yards cutting through. Obviously, there's no lake access because it's private property. So we're continually having people traverse our property to get to the lake. I mean, this is common. And, I think if I can speak from behalf of some of the folks that are on the lake here, it's very frustrating because you never know who's in your yard, why they're in your yard. I also own property across the street from my residence, which on a given day, I don't even have access to get across the street because the traffic flow is so great. I have to wait till certain times when the traffic flow has subsided so I can obtain access to my properties, which I think is a little much. And I think that adding to that, I don't want that. As well as I think as was spoken so well, is we've had a problem. We've had I mean, it's a common occurrence that we have fire trucks, which is great, and I applaud them. But they're constantly having to respond up to the Rocky Shores for various whatever reasons. But on that narrow road, that proves to be pretty tight. You know, if you ever have a fire truck that size speeding down a road with basically 30-foot access, is a little rough. And with adding more traffic to that road, it just creates a bigger problem. And I think as well as the neighbors, I think property value is a concern, because that is not a good selling feature to be able to have a nightly rental within a residential neighborhood. And we've all worked hard to get to this point in our lives to not have that, something like that, happen and lose value in our property as a result of somebody else's greed. And that's pretty much all I guess I have to say. So I thank you for your time. And my
You're
time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Randy Maddox. I live at 160 Linger Longer Lane, essentially straight up the hill from Mr. Bollinger's property. I don't care what he does. I don't care what he has there. I don't care what it's zoned for. But I think you better be ready to approve mine, and everybody's here, if you approve this one. Because the first domino falls, all the rest of them, I believe, will start falling. I believe that I can sell my house for $200,000 to $250,000 more if you'll approve it for nightly rental. The track record in Rocky Shores shows me that. But I don't want to live next to it. You don't want to live next to it. You don't want to live next to it. These folks for sure don't want to live next to it. Neither do I. I'd love for him to be able to take that house and let people stay there all they want. If it's friends and family, it's free. Rent it out a couple times a year, that's not going to affect me. I'm probably not going to know, except for the late night parties that ran the neighbors off already. However, the day that it gets approved, there's going to be a line of people, I believe, and that neighborhood gets ruined more than it already has. I would ask you to deny it on behalf of my neighbors and myself because of the idea of having people there that have no ownership. It's a rental. They'll do what they want in the neighborhood because they're leaving. We've already seen that. I've not had trouble with his renters. I only know it because I drive by and see it. So I'm not against him. I'm not against the rental, necessarily. My house goes on the market the day I can get it listed as a nightly rental possibility. I'll make a lot more money. I've got lots next door. I've got an acre that I can put another house on. I'll make a lot more money. But that's not where I want to live, is next to that. So that's why I'm asking you to deny it so that we don't have to live next to it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is that everyone? Four against? Oh, got one over here.
Two. My name is Luke Nixon, and I own the property at 199 Cardinal Road, which was actually one of the problem properties that my neighbors mentioned earlier about. The previous owner apparently had tried to rent that out overnight. One of the reasons I bought the property, and we just purchased it in July, was because it was zoned in such a manner that you couldn't have overnight rentals in that neighborhood. That was very appealing to me because I had come from Emerald Point and a condo where they allowed overnight rentals, and you never knew from night to night what you were going to get. It was a fraternity party sometimes. It was a bachelorette party another times. It was just a myriad of things. And people just don't behave the same way when it's not theirs. And when it's your home and you live there, you just really... And I have no problem with people owning rentals and such. I have nothing against this particular gentleman. But when it's in a neighborhood where people live and it's your home, it does make a difference because people do act different. And those rentals do cause issues within a neighborhood. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have one more over here? Sign up.
I live 432 Clevenger Cove Road, and
your name, ma'am?
Aaliyah Edwards.
Thank you.
And we do have the traffic from Rocky Shores. I believe, as has been stated, our community already deals with nightly rentals. There are the nightly rentals at Rocky Shores and the nightly rentals at Branson Creek before you get into our neighborhood. So I don't know that the traffic is going to be increased a lot by one nightly rental, but I just, and there was another nightly rental that was approved on P Highway as well recently. So this area is already overcome by nightly rentals. So I think it's already in the neighborhood with the nightly rentals.
All right, thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak for or against? Not seeing anyone. The applicant want to come back up?
Not really. I mean, halfway talked into it, like, why? But I mean,
you've got to address us.
Sorry.
Please. Okay, thank you.
We're not trying to make any problems down there. We love the place. It's kind of our forever place, too, on the lake. So we don't want to cause no problems at all. So I appreciate the time. Thank you, guys.
So are you withdrawing the application?
I am not withdrawing, but...
Okay. Okay.
Have you ever had an nightly rental before?
In Arkansas. Yes, sir.
Do they permit them in Arkansas?
No, not like this. It's different. It's ran different, so...
Did the people you bought it from utilize it for a nightly rental?
That I bought ours in Arkansas?
No, this one.
It really needed bulldozed, honestly. So, it was an older gentleman that had it, and it was in bad, bad disrepair. We took, like I said, it's a two-year project to get it going. Ended up having squatters living there. It was a mess. It was a two-year mess.
Did you know it was in a residential subdivision in R1?
No, not when we purchased it. It wasn't. It hadn't been changed yet. We didn't even know it had been changed. So, well, like I say, we purchased in 2020 or whatever, and then I think it got changed in 2021 or something. I'm not exactly, but had no idea it had even been changed. But, you know, again, as that gentleman said, you know, that's on us to know that, but that's, you know, we didn't know.
We used to have a zoning map, and we spent about a year and a half getting that established.
Right.
For this reason, so when people do buy something,
sure.
Or if you want to build a widget plant, you can look at the map and see where you could build a widget plant.
Sure.
And I for one, wouldn't support putting the nightly rental in an R1 if you had a gun in the head.
Sure.
So that's where I'm at, because you have some of these folks are correct. Everyone stands on its own merit when you look at a nightly rental. But if you've got one next door, just like that gentleman said, if we give you one and he says he wants one, we don't have a leg to stand on. We'd have to give it to him.
Sure.
Because he's in the same boat you are.
Sure. Understand.
I think you're a wonderful person. You
know? No, I appreciate it. No,
I'm not going that way.
Sure. No. Understandable.
I appreciate you coming in.
Well, I think, we've heard from the applicant and from public hearing side of things. Do we have enough information? I have a specific motion because it's a rezone, or is there anybody up to making a motion, or do we need further discussion amongst ourselves? Are we ready to vote it up or down, the application?
I'd make a motion to approve.
Okay. We've got a motion to approve, and we've got a second to approve, and we have to put it as an approved motion to vote it up or down. That doesn't mean that is how we'll all vote. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll read
you need a second.
We got a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yeah. So with that, I've got a specific motion to read. Motion to recommend approval of application